This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Lorene Powell Jobs, Steve Jobs' widow, has done a lot of work as an education philanthropist. A group she co-founded called College Track has helped send thousands of disadvantaged high school students to college. She has now launched a $50 million crowdsourcing campaign to reimagine the American high school. From our education desk at WYPR, Marketplace's Amy Scott has that story.
In a slick video promoting the competition, a woman wearing an astronaut suit appears to float above a crowded city street, shouting,
"Are you with me, America? Let's rethink high school!"
The campaign is dubbed XQ, the Super School Project. Lorene Powell Jobs is board chair of XQ Institute. She says high school as we know it goes back more than a century.
It was designed for early 20th century workforce needs. And as we all know, in the last 100 years, the rest of our world has changed radically, but schools have not.
Take the traditional lecture-style class.
Teachers have told us across the country that what's severely outdated is the teacher at the front of the classroom as the font of knowledge, because as we know, access to knowledge and information is now ubiquitous.
Not everyone has equal access, but why bother memorizing the Platt Amendment when you can look it up on your smartphone?
Instead, teachers want to help students learn how to think, and they want absolutely relevant learning so that students can understand the applicability of what they're learning to the problems in the world that they're going to be faced with.
So what could that look like? Rashid Davis has some ideas. He's principal of P-Tech, a new technology-focused high school in Brooklyn, New York, and he's helping promote the competition. Davis says the next generation high school should collaborate with colleges and employers. His school partners with IBM.
Every student has an IBM mentor, so they get to experience the worlds of work by leaving the school and actually going into work site visits. They have the opportunity for paid internships.
And the end goal is an associate degree in applied science, setting students up for careers. Of course, people have tried to reinvent high school before. Jack Schneider is an education historian at the College of the Holy Cross.
That idea is as old as students sitting in desks and a teacher lecturing at the front of the classroom.
Schneider says in the mid-20th century, there was a movement to make high schools much bigger with more courses to choose from. 50 years later, people decided high schools were too big. The Gates Foundation spent $1 billion promoting smaller schools. Neither was a smashing success. Schneider says while high schools may look stagnant, they've been evolving all along.
I don't think the high school is perfect. It's far from perfect. But to say that the process isn't working when we have the world's largest economy and when we have a more or less functioning democracy, you know, I don't see the outward signs that the educational system is failing.
But if you've got an idea for making it better, you'd better hurry. The competition's first deadline is November 15th. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.